Thank you, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all you guys here and see us come through the week. And I think most people know who we are. So, you know, my wife Marion and I have been here a while. And I had a couple things I wanted to share with you today. I appreciate Pastor Tony allowing me to say something. And, you know, I think he just wanted another week off. I don't know.
A little bit of that, too. I was ready, but, you know.
Yeah. So I think, you know, God is doing stuff in our midst. And I just wanted to share what I feel like God is doing a little bit with us. And I think he's really building us together. I don't think we can feel that. The relationships and the caring and the love that is growing and building and pulling us together. I can feel that, and I hope you can, too. So I wanted to look at Ephesians, just a little verse here, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22, and I don't have a PowerPoint, sorry, but this is just what, this kind of summarizes what I think God is doing in building us up. And it says, in whom, Jesus, we are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And that's being talking about a local church being built together, believers being built together. And it's fun and it's good for us, but it is also becomes a dwelling place for God. And special things can happen because of that dwelling place. And when we are coming together like this in love and overlooking each other's faults and not finding divisions, not finding faults, but looking and encouraging one another, believing for one another, loving one another, that makes a place for God's will to be done in a special way. Mm-hmm. And so then I want to talk about God's will a little bit. In the Lord's Prayer, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God is not always done in earth as it is in heaven. Otherwise, we wouldn't be praying for it. So, there are things that hinder the will of God being done in the earth. An example of that is in the Old Testament, in Daniel's life. Daniel was a prophet, in the one of the minor prophets, and God gave him a bunch of visions about the end time and visits from angels. And in Daniel chapter 10, it talks about one of those visits. In So in chapter 10, verse 2, it says, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. Mm-hmm. He had felt a burden and was wanting to know what was going on and understand all these visions and things that were to come. And he was mourning for 3 weeks. So 3 weeks he spent time searching and wondering what's going on. And then the rest of that chapter talks about the angel coming and seeing and the vision. And then I want to just jump down to verse 12. And now this is an angel speaking to Daniel. And he says, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel. From the very first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. So 3 weeks he began his prayer, and it wasn't until 3 weeks later that the angel came. Yet the angel said, wait a minute. Your voice was heard the very first day. God answered the very first day and sent the angel with the message and the understanding and the strengthening that the angel brought. But it was 3 weeks later. So what was going on? How come this was happening? Because there's resistance to the will of God. In this case, there was the prince of Persia, a demonic influence, was hindering this angel from coming with a blessing that was set for Daniel and for his people. And so one of the reasons that God's will isn't done on earth as it is in heaven is there is a demonic forces against what God wants. And you know, in Ephesians 6, it tells us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and against spiritual. I guess I should look it up and read it instead of just try to guess here. Ephesians. Yeah, chapter 6, verse 12. 10 to 12, I think. Oh yeah, 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So that's one of the reasons it's so important for us to come together in love and caring, because it makes a place for God to dwell. And when He is dwelling, His kingdom is coming. His kingdom is there in the midst of us because He is there with us. And that then pushes aside those things that are against the obstacles to God's will, so that God can do what He wants to do. And what God wants to do, I think we can look at what Jesus did to see what God's will is. I mean, Jesus came and reached out to the outcast. Jesus came and healed the sick. Jesus came, opened the blind man's eyes. I mean, He did all sorts of wonderful things. And I think the will of God is to come into our lives and change us and to help us. So specifically, Jesus came and near the beginning of His ministry and was asked to read the scripture. And He read a scripture out of Isaiah. So let's Luke chapter 4 is telling the story of when this happened. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Well, actually, let's start in 17. And He, Jesus, was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He had opened the book, He found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then He said, then He closed the book. And said, this day this is fulfilled in your hearing. So this is, I think, what Jesus wants. He wants to preach the gospel to the poor. There's good news. It doesn't matter the money, your standing in life does not matter. The love of the Lord is there for you. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. I know I've experienced brokenness in my life. My heart has been broken, and I've experienced the love of God in my life, the love of Jesus, healing that broken heart. And I know your family is experiencing that now. And it is the will of the Lord to heal the broken heart, to touch our hearts, to, that pain that does not go away, that pain that is there to come and touch us. That is the will of God. To proclaim liberty to the captives. There are things that hold us captive. Sometimes there may be depression, there may be anxiety, there may be habits that grab onto us and hold onto us that are hard to get rid of. But the will of God is to break those bonds, to break those things, to push those things away. And that's the comment. It's important for, you know, it's important for us to have this dwelling place of God, because the Spirit of the Lord can move in that, in this places when we are here together, and can change our lives, change those things, drive away depression, drive away anxiety, drive away pornography, those things that would grab onto us. And we need that help. I mean, we need it. We're lost without that. Set at liberty those that are oppressed. The recovery of sight to the blind. You know, I don't know how come we don't see more healing than Jesus did, but I believe we can see some. You know, and I want to pray and see, and anything that happens is wonderful. You know, we say, sometimes I think we say, why not over here? Why didn't someone get hurt or get healed or someone? But I think we should be looking the other way and not why not, but how wonderful it is when someone does. And I think if we did that, we'd be seeing more. And you know, and if the church would come together, as I think we are coming together, it makes a place, it makes a room where we can pray. And, you know, as we're built together, it's kind of like, in my mind's eye, I see us as kind of all standing together, shoulder to shoulder, kind of in a circle, and we're believing and loving each other, and it makes a way for that, in for the God to come in the midst of us. And but it's not just for us. It's not just for us, and I think Pastors Tony and Kathy have been very good examples for us of reaching out for others. And, you know, we're together looking maybe face down to bring, and in the worshiping God and the presence of the Lord and sharing burdens. But then as God fills us up, it's like we need to turn around then and reach out to the world and reach out to those around us, reach out to our neighbors. Mm-hmm. And we reach out, you know, then we're energized with the Spirit of the Lord, reaching out in the name of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord, and able to do things that we wouldn't normally need to know, be sensitive to things that we wouldn't normally be sensitive to help people, to meet people, to change lives. Which is a good thing. That's what I want. I want God to move in our midst. I want God to be free to have His will. I want the gospel to be preached to the poor. I want the blind eyes to be healed. I want the oppressed to be set free. And as we join with each other, you know, one can put 1,000 to flight with God. You know, can do mighty works, can put to flight one. But two can put 10,000. There's a multiplier. And as we stand together, overlooking each other's faults, but looking together in love, and, you know, I'm sure I've hurt people here, and I don't mean to. I mean, I love you guys, but, you know, I'm not the most sophisticated or whatever, I don't know. But I don't want to hurt people. I want what God wants for you. I want good things, you know. And I don't care if you're blessed and I'm not. I don't want to be jealous. I mean, jealousy is not a good thing. I'm encouraged when God, some good things happen to you, I'm happy. When good things happen in your lives, it's good for all of us. And we should, you know, we don't want divisions. We don't want, and we haven't. I mean, this last week we've seen wonderful things, people helping out, and making a difference. But there's a multiplier effect. So, you know, it's like if you're just one finger and you're trying to get water, about the best you can do is dip your finger in the water and maybe get a drop or two in your mouth. Now, if you use two fingers, you can scoop down and maybe you can get three or four drops. But if you have a whole hand, now you can scoop down and get a handful, and that's many times more than what one finger can do. That's many times more than just five times more. It is many more times than that multiplier takes effect. Now, if you have one hand getting water, what if you have two hands? Again, that's a multiplying effect because it's much more than just two single hands. You're able to cup and get much more. And that's one of the reasons we need, you are important, we're all important, because there is that multiplier. And as we stand together and we believe, as we stand together and we look for God to come into our midst, there's a multiplier that can move and make a difference in our community, that can reach out to people that are broken, that can reach out to people that are hurt, that are held captive. And I'm encouraged by what I see. I'm encouraged by what our pastors have led us into and where we're headed. I'm encouraged when I look forward to this year, because we are being coming together. We are being built for a place for God to come and have His way. But it takes us, all of us, and God can do some. You know, we can get a couple drops with just one person, a finger, or three or four drops with two fingers. But how much better to have all of us? How much better to scoop? You know. Or is it the same with snow, I guess, you know? Move some snow with one finger, or two fingers, or a hand, or two hands. It's just much better. I would like to pray with you that God's will be done in our midst. So, but I don't want just me to pray, I want you to pray. Can we kind of all pray together? Now, I don't know quite how to do that, but will you pray with me? I want to just lead us a little bit, and then if God speaks to you or touches you or says something and you need to want to say something or do something, let us do it. You know, because we are all part together of the body. We're all built together. We're all here called together, I believe, to be together, to make a place where God can have His way in our midst. Lord, thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Thank you, Lord. We stand together. We stand together, Lord, for each other and for your will to be done. We just ask, Lord, that you be in our midst, that you come, that your presence come and strengthen us. Lord, enable us to turn around and reach out to the community, Lord. Reach out for those that are in need. Reach out, Lord, to the captives. Lord, and I pray right now that you would move in our community, that you would have your way in our community and in our lives, Lord. Lord, where there is depression, we rebuke depression. We ask for your presence to come and touch those that are being, where there is depression. Lord, where there is anxiety, we ask that you come and relieve that anxiety and drive away the torment that comes that is not your will. Lord, your will be done in our midst, Lord. You have your way, Lord. You drive away the enemies, Lord. And we surrender our lives to you. Lord, if there's sickness, that you touch those that are sick right now, Lord. Just bring your healing to those here, Lord, and to those that are out in the community. Ted and Nancy Cleveland have pneumonia. Lord, just bring healing there. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody that has something else they want to pray? You know, please pray, or if you would like to, or
I would like to thank the Lord for the storm, for the way He's helped to pull the community together, given us the opportunity to build in the storm.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for this message of encouragement, and I pray that you will strengthen us and fill us so that we can go out to the community, and Lord, there's so many lost souls here, that we'll be able to preach the gospel in love, and that you would bring in more and more people, because the hour's late and there's not enough time left to do all that needs to be done, and we pray that you will continue to strengthen us and to bring us together in love. Thank you for this message.
Thank you, God, for being the Creator, Lord. Thank you for creating us in your image, Lord God. Thank you for sending Jesus to redeem us, Lord. And not only that, Lord, you sent the Holy Spirit to dwell with us, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, I can feel the presence of you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And I can feel that there is a revival coming, Lord. Mm-hmm. And I just pray that we all can feel that fire, Lord God, of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that we all can act upon it, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I just pray that you bless Sky Comish, Lord God. I pray that you prepare hearts, Lord God. I pray that you place upon us the words that we need to share with the people of Sky Comish, Lord God.
Yes,
I pray that you give us ears to hear, to listen to you, Lord God, when you speak, and eyes to see when you are showing us something, Lord God. I rebuke Satan. I rebuke the enemy, Lord God. I rebuke people who do His will, Lord God. I rebuke all evil, Lord God. We just welcome you here, Lord Jesus. We welcome the Holy Spirit here, Lord God, and we are so thankful for you. Your will be done, Lord God, and we love you, Lord.
If I don't say it, I'll feel bad. I just need to thank you, God, for showing just the amazing abundance of caring and resources. I mean, this past week has just been amazing. And thank you, Lord, for working through and with people like James and his family, providing so much from Smokies and the convoy from Dexco. James, who stopped, who never stopped, and Kim and her team who work themselves beyond being able to be conscious anymore, to just work themselves to the ground. And for all the so many just generous acts of kindness and friendship that we wouldn't have seen and experienced otherwise. So it's been totally amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.